Today we enter into the first of seven conversations that are all about revising the template of your body. And what this is basically about is changing your mind about what your body is, but we're doing it in a very specific way. You could just simply say, my body is healthy, whole, and perfect as it is right now. And that may be exactly right, for your body is healthy and whole and perfect right now. We do want to remind you that when we talk about health, we're not talking about an achieved goal. There's nothing idealized. Your body is healthy right now. It is whole and it is perfect. But you may not like the template that you're using. So from a metaphysical perspective and from a perspective of outside the physical reality that you inhabit, it's very obvious to us that your body is perfect, healthy, and whole. Even if you don't like the state of your body, and that's what we're talking about here, is the idea of changing the state. Now, to be clear, template is a word that we have talked about at length in the past. It's not something we've brought up that often of recent. But we want to revise this word because it is, and revive it because it is a very useful word. The first time we ever used the word template, we were talking about a conversation with a friend of ours wherein they had asked us about how it was that if they left London and went to Sicily, how it was that they knew what Sicily was going to be when they got there when they'd never been there before. Part of that conversation was talking about how if they left their house outside of London, walked down the street, put everything into a cab, went to the airport, walked through the airport, up the stairs and into the airplane, flew across the Mediterranean and found their way to Sicily, that in that time, they would not have actually moved. Everything around them would have been shifting, which is, of course, what happens. If you go from the living room into the kitchen, you don't go from the living room to the kitchen. The living room falls back and the kitchen begins to enfold you. It looks like you're going from the living room to the kitchen because of your belief in consistency and permanency. But in fact, what happens is you go from where you're sitting to where you're sitting to where you're sitting to where you're sitting in a series of ongoing methodologies that allow the environment around you to change. We know you don't think of it in that way at all. And we're not really inviting you to do so here, although it might be helpful. Primarily, what we want to remind you of is something very simple. Your body is perfect as it is, first and foremost. But your body is operating off a template, just as are all of the other things around you. When you're manifesting this holistic and holographic universe, you're using templates to bring ideas into being. And you have borrowed templates, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. You have borrowed templates from other people, from extensions of you who have gone out and discovered things and then brought information back to you, brought back data. We talked about when you're imagining how it is that what you're really doing is extending a version of yourself out to go do something and then bring back the data, which happens near instantaneous. But for that perspective of you, from that extension of you, it may happen over days or weeks or years. But for you, it's just you start imagining something and you start getting data about it, and it's almost instantaneous. But therein, in those imaginings, therein come templates, and the templates are brought back by the versions of you that were manifesting their holistic and holographic universe and gave you data. So when we were answering the question for our friend who was asking us about if I go from London and I go to Sicily, how will I know what Sicily is if I've never been there before and I'm manifesting it? And we said, well, there's lots of different ways. One is if you went to a travel agent and you got a brochure about come visit sunny Italy and see Sicily, there's a template for Sicily right there in the brochure itself, because the person who took the photographs was in Sicily. Now, we didn't say this at the time, but we would say it now. And that person was an extension of you, the person who brought back the pictures, the photographs. Even if they're old photographs from a long time ago, and that person is now dead, still, therein lies the idea of Sicily, but it's likely you've also seen it projected to you on television, or you've heard about it from your friend. And if your friend had been there and said, oh, you should go visit Sicily, you're getting a whole bunch of data from your friend just in that one sentence. Oh, you should go visit Sicily, because in that idea of them saying those words, behind that idea, there are a whole lot of thoughts that are being translated to you and transmitted to you. We didn't say it then, but we would say it now. That friend of yours is, of course, an extension of you, a version of you that did, in fact, go to Sicily for you on your behalf and to your benefit, and is now coming back to report to you. And you may say, well, I don't remember ever wanting to go. And we would say that is not really relevant. There's some reason why they're telling you this, and it's useful and it's helpful to you. Otherwise, they wouldn't be saying it. So you know about Sicily if you've never been there long before you get there. If you even know it exists, because the only way you can know it exists is because some version of you has been there already and has all the data for you. Now, of course, the template that you would use for Sicily is going to be very unique, very specific to you. It's going to be tailored to your particular desire. The same is true with your body. The body you have right now is based on a template you're holding about the body that you desire, and it is the best version of that template that you're willing to allow. Now, as always, when we talk about willing to allow, we want to remind you, we have not just shot off a starting gun that says, okay, race fast and get there quickly and make it better, because this is a competition and you have work to do. This is not a conversation based in motivational theory. We're not saying you need to work harder at being willing to allow. If anything, if you want to allow more of what you're wanting, fall back, because the key here is not working hard at willingness. It's willing to allow. Allow is the key word, not willing. So you have a template of what you consider to be health and well-being. And if you put that up on a pedestal and you say, that is my idealized self, healthy, whole, and perfect, that I do not currently have, you're pushing it away. In revising the template, what you're doing always is falling back and letting things come to you. So another way of saying revising the template would be imagining the body you desire. And by the same token, essentially what you're doing is imagining something that you want to have and then allowing yourself to have it, knowing that in the imagining itself, the reality around you is beginning to change because you're actively engaging in the imagining. And the only way that's delayed is if you say, but I can't get there, I don't have it, it isn't happening yet. The reason why we're using the framing of revising the template is because there's a version of you right now who has the body that you desire. All you need to do is let them sit right inside of you and begin to take on the characteristics and qualities of that body. This is going to be an exercise, if you will, although that's a really bad way of framing it, because you're doing this all the time with everything, running, water, electricity, our usual suspects. You're doing this all the time with default manifesting. But you are finding yourself wound around the axle about your body and the state of your body and your health and well-being and the size of your body and the shape of your body and the this and the that and the other, this is a call to fall back. Now, to be clear, your body does not define you. Remember, your body is a pet homo sapiens that you're manifesting. It is not something that is required to have. It is not something that is needed to have. It is something that is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. You don't need to get a body. You don't need to work on the body. You have a body that's amazing and powerful and perfect right now. Everything, of course, is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And wonderful things are occurring, not because they need to occur, but because they're rising up to meet you. It's important to remember that. Your body being perfect, of course, as it is, wonderful things are indeed occurring as they are. Magic and wonder and delight, of course, is expanding. That is always the happening, that's always occurring, that's always moving through you, rising up and meeting you. And by talking about revising the template of your body, what we're saying is you putting yourself in the feeling of the having of that which you desire and let that meet you. instead of reaching for it and trying to make it happen, let your body change and become that which you desire it to be. And the simplest way to do that is with a template that you use by imagining that which you desire and then bringing that version of you into your body, sitting in the chair where you are. We've talked about this in a lot of different ways, but this is a way that we think will be very useful for those of you who are particularly feeling stuck in and trapped by the body you're having. So as we go through this series, we're going to be talking about several things. Tomorrow, we'll talk about how you borrow templates all the time. We'll talk about that idea, going into it with more detail. As we continue the series, we'll talk about how templates are constructed ideas. And so, like all constructed ideas, they're subject to change at any time. And actually, they change all the time. In fact, the body you have right now has very different than it was before this conversation started 12 minutes ago. We'll remind you that having a body does not define you, you yourself, or you. It's a tool you're using. It's a pet homo sapiens. You're using it so that you can have the experience of chocolate melting, arms holding, sun rising, and of course, delicious, delightful use of nerve endings for things like sex. And that's what you have it for, is for the delight and for no other purpose. The thing we'll be talking about throughout this series that is really, really powerful is revising and what it means. What it simply means is letting go of the past as a guide to the present. Revising is a thing you do in the present as you lean into the future. And we'll also remind you very much so to remember that your body is an amazing tool and to embrace it as such. Well, you could do that right now. You could take a deep breath. That was a wonderful tool. It allowed you to relax a little bit, even if you weren't thinking about relaxing. If you stopped to take a deep breath, you did, by the very nature of doing so, relax a little bit. The key words here are going to be allowing and relaxing, revising, of course, and letting go. Letting go of the past. That may be the most significant thing that we talk about through the series. In order to maintain the body you have now, as it is, you're relying upon the last few seconds. Remember, you come into this holistic holographic universe for seconds or minutes at a time. In our experience, and we know that many of you enter into sort of a meditational state when you're with us, so you stay here pretty present, even though you may be thinking that you're imagining all these other things. You're actually quite present because you're listening very specifically to the words being spoken. But it is our experience, we've never really encountered anyone who has not spent more than about 30 minutes here at one time. Remember, you come in, you take on the body you're using right at that moment, based on the template that you used before, most likely. And you sit in this body and you use it to look around and listen and interact with and touch and taste and smell, whatever you do. And then you may imagine something else and you're off versioning. And so you go away and this reality collapses. It disappears. It's not needed. It's not useful. And then you come back when you're ready for it. Now, of course, the visual and the language that we're using makes it sound like you kind of like wisp away and then you come back. It's not really true. What happens is this reality kind of blinks off and you're over in wherever you're versioning, whatever you're imagining, whatever you're thinking about. If you're thinking about last week's pot pie that you forgot you left some in the refrigerator and you're wondering whether it's spoiled or not, you're in last week, or at least you're in the refrigerator right now thinking about whether or not that might be good to make it for lunch, whether or not it's still good to eat or not. And so you're in the kitchen and your body's on the couch in the living room. You're in the kitchen. So the version of you that is on the couch in that reality has switched off and it's gone. It's very difficult to describe this because the way you're manifesting your reality, you tend to think about things as being either present or missing. Like my keys are missing, so they're not here with me. But the truth is, your keys are with you. They're just not necessarily in your line of sight or actually in your hot little hands, but they can be in your hot little hands, and you can remember, oh, yeah, I forgot that I had left them in my hand and I was just grabbing onto them all the time I was looking for them. Now, whether you were, in fact, grabbing onto them the whole time you were looking for them is irrelevant, and that's an important part of this. To easily revise the template of your body means to be willing to let go of your grasp on being able to solidify your awareness of the past and its impact on the present and what that means going forward. If instead you're in the present and you realize, I have the body I want right now, and you let that be your starting gambit, I'm in the body I want right now, and I can revise the template of this body very easily by imagining something else and bringing that template into my body, into where I'm sitting right now. And again, we'll go through that tomorrow a little bit more. But the simple process, and it's not really a process, but it's just an idea, but we think you might find it very useful as a process or a technique, is just sit in a chair, close your eyes, imagine a body that you desire having. Our recommendation would be that it be very similar to the one you have right now, just a better model, if you will, but one that you like a little bit better. And imagine what it feels like to be in that body and to have it. And then allow yourself to feel that in the chair you're sitting. Feel from your toes up through your knees to your hips, to your abdomen, up into your lungs, to your shoulders, down to your arms and fingers, up into your head, to the tip of your nose and the top of your head, and out to the bottoms of your ears. What it feels like to have that body, and you're imagining it, and you're sitting in it, and it's sitting in you, and you're now revising the template. Now, if it is the thing that you thought, not perhaps being familiar with how we do things, that there would be some sort of like, get on a piece of paper and write down the characteristics, you can certainly do that. We're not going to guide you through that. If you have a list of characteristics that you want to run by us in a question, we're happy to do that, but we're going to remind you, this is not a mental exercise. This is a physical exercise, and the physical has its own vibrational tone. Your body has its own vibrational signature. Again, it's Homo sapiens. It isn't you. It's like a glove you're wearing. And there are many gloves, and you can put on lots of different gloves at any time you want. What will trap you is when you think that there's something wrong about the glove you're wearing. It will be very difficult for it to come off. And the truth is, unlike the physical act of putting on a glove, where if you have, let's say, a suede glove that's over your hand and you want to put a woolen mitten over your hand, you have to take off the suede glove and put on the woolen mitten. Or if you have really tight gloves, let's say one made of this kind of leather and the other one made of that kind of leather, you have to take the one off and put the other one on. But when it comes to templates and your body, what really happens is when you bring another body to your body, it begins to merge and evolve. There's no taking off and putting on. That's a three-dimensional physical thing that's not metaphysical in nature. And basically, actually, the reason why, to be quite blunt, the reason why you have to take off the glove in order to be able to put on the other one is because the glove that you have on is occupying the space that you've reserved around your hands and fingers for gloves. And it's not able to be removed unless it's actually pulled off. It can't just fall off. That's how you hold consistency and permanency in place. It's one very small example. So that's a rule that you're enforcing. You theoretically have the ability to change the glove on your hand just by imagining it. But that's not what we're doing here. We're doing something that's actually a little less showy, like, look at me and my parlor trick. I can change this from a mitten to a leather glove. What we're really doing here is demonstrating how the body itself can, from within, not from within as in terms of the guts of your body, but rather from within, express itself outward into another version of you, another version of the body you're bringing, having borrowed the template from the version of you that's sitting next to you that has the body you desire. Even just thinking about it right now, even if you don't know how to apply this, even though we just walked through a process that you could use, even if you are just thinking about this, your body's changing in response to this. It's happening right now. Where you're going to have trouble is if you are focused on an unwanted thing and are trying to get that to fix. So, for example, if you're trying to get the glove off your hand, you're going to have more trouble getting the glove off your hand and more trouble and more trouble and more trouble. If you keep saying, I can't go forward until I get this glove off my hand. Once you decide, like the car keys, that you don't care whether or not the glove comes off or not, it'll slip right off. Resisting what is going to be the troublesome thing here, just like with all things. Allowing, because remember the key words are allowing, obviously revising, having that which you desire, sliding from one into the other instead of trying to fix or figure out or handle or manage. You've got something very powerful in play here, and it's helping you. And we really do invite you to notice this, not because it's necessary or required, but because it's very, very powerful. Very powerful. So, this is where we begin. This is not where we end. This is where we begin. We also want to remind you about this ongoing series of conversations, but in many ways, like all of our series, but here it's going to be particularly obvious. This is not a logical idea. So there's no work to be done. You're just imagining, and you're imagining all the time anyway. So you might as well imagine having the body you desire and then feel yourself having it in the body, in the chair in which you're sitting, and feeling it going from your toes all the way to the bottoms of your ears. And feel what that feels like in the having of it, and allow yourself to sit in that for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. You could set a timer for maybe 5 minutes, and you could sit in it. But don't do it because it's homework. Don't do it because it's the process that will then finally liberate you and get you to the thing you actually want to. Do it because it feels better. Do it because it feels better. There's no work here. There's no obligation to take action. And this is not a logical idea. What's really happening here is, as if you do what we're suggesting, and notice we say do, but really, just as you do it, as you let that thought arise and then you follow it and let it help you and carry you, what you'll probably notice is that what's happening more than anything else, you're just sliding from one way of holding the idea of your body to another way of holding the idea of your body. You're switching templates. You're revising templates. Now, you could, if you wanted to, we'll just say it one time, and you can bring this to the table through your questions if you want, but we're not going to instruct you on this. We certainly have no capacity to do so. You could take out a piece of paper and a pen, or a keyboard and a computer, or a little device with its little clickety-clack screen, and you could write out from the toes to the bottoms of your ears all the things you want your body to be different on, and use that as a guide. You certainly could do that. It's not our recommendation. But we know that there are some of you who are very busy being logical about all of this and trying to figure out where exactly the homework is. And we're going to remind you again and again through this series, there is no homework. There is no work to be done. And trying to do work is going to delay you all. The one advantage of doing the thing we don't recommend is that it does help you line up with the idea. But this can be as simple as, my body feels better to me. That statement, my body feels better to me right now. It's the same thing as saying, I'm thinking a thought that feels better. It's very general. It's nonspecific. It's diffuse. But you'll notice you do actually feel better when you say, I'm thinking a thought that feels better. And you can say, my body feels better to me. And that's not a physical statement. It's a vibrational statement. I feel better in my body right now. I feel better in this body right now. I feel better in this body right now, because your body's constantly evolving. I feel better in this body, and I feel better in this body, and I feel better in this body. Now, feel here, again, since we're talking about physical things, when we use the word feel here, we're talking about the vibration, the emotional, not the physical. If your toe is in pain, our recommendation is go down into your toe and feel the pain. That is a way of revising the template. when you go into something and you're feeling the intensity of what you don't like, and you're letting it happen for 5 minutes or less, you're revising its template because you've dropped the resistance to it, you're right on it, and now its template is revising. That's what that is. When you sit there with the headache or the sore throat or the joint pain or whatever it is, and you're feeling it and allowing it and even taunting it, like, is that the best you can do? Oh, yeah, is that's your version of a headache? Yeah, I've had worse headaches. Like, on a Thursday, you're not doing a very good job of doing a headache here. Well, you're taunting the muscles or the brain or whatever it is that's in pain, and it evolves. Now, if you'll notice, for example, with a headache, it will move around if you do this. Maybe it was in the frontal part of your, just above your forehead, and then suddenly it's in the back left corner, and then it's down at the base, right above the spine, and then it's gone. But you're being present with it. You're allowing it to be what it is. You're engaging with it. You're treating it like not a wicked stepchild, but rather as, yeah, you're a headache, you're headaching, but you're not headaching very well. I've had better headaches than this one, much tougher, much more intense. I've had worse back pain than this. You're not doing a very good job of this. And you're taunting it. The taunting part seems rather silly and ridiculous, but there's one thing that it does. It puts you in the driver's seat. Now you're talking to that which you have as the possessor of the possession. And that's what all these things are. Your possessions, and you possess them. They're doing things for you. They're making their way into the physical reality as you desire them to. And the recognition of that could be as silly as taunting something or joking with it and being like, well, let's go to Headache Central and we'll just do all the headaches. Yeah, let's go get drunk on headache powders. Silly, ridiculous, nonsensical stuff. But you're the one who's interacting with the thing you're having instead of trying to hide from it or push it away. You're embracing it. That's you actually revising templates. It doesn't look like the logical, like, I'm an architect and I'm going to build a new building and I'm going to do new patterns. That's not what this is about. This is not a logical idea. That would be logical. This is not logical. There's no work to be done. You're just playing. So that's where we begin. We thank you very much for bringing yourself to this conversation and bringing all of your ideas to this conversation. For like everything else, you are manifesting this. We can't wait to find out what you create out of this, knowing that as wonderful and as amazing and as magical and as powerful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better and better from here.